Hi there, friend. Welcome back for another session at the Ignite Your Wellness podcast, where we help active adults who value their health feel better as they age with health, wellness, and yoga tips from highly requested professionals, as well as active adults with inspiring stories from all around the globe. I'm your host, Elsa McLean, physical therapist and yoga teacher. Join me today as I interview patients who will guide you through a very energizing breathwork technique. I'm so excited because not only will she teach you how to breathe in a way that can be very uplifting, calming, so important during this time when we're still navigating the uncharted waters of the unknown, but we also get some movement in the spine and through the rib cage, so it really can reverse if you had some overconsumption of Netflix, for example, or maybe just too much time at the desk in hard wood kitchen chairs that you're not used to, that are very different than your work chairs. I won't keep you any longer. I hope you enjoy. Hi, patients. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's so lovely to have you here. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Hi, Allison. Thank you so much for having me on your amazing show. I'm so excited to share value with your listeners. Hi, listeners. My name is Patience Hemingway. I'm a master breathwork instructor. I'm also a two-time international best-selling author. In the daytime, I work training engineers in the life science industry. So we're very busy at this time with the pandemic. We're behind the scenes helping researchers to get their work done. And also on the side, as I said, as a master breathwork instructor, I equip individuals with skill sets that they can use to overcome the stress and anxiety that they face every day, and most especially at this time.
Yes, so right now. It's key. Mm-hmm. So what are you seeing a lot of these days with your clients? Is it stress just managing the change, or what are you commonly running into as pain points with a lot of your clients?
Yeah, thank you for the question. So most of my clients are now spiraling into more anxiety because stress, there are different types of stress, which your listeners already know. There is acute stress, and then it can progress to chronic stress. So the little things that were bothering them is now compounding. Most of them are using Google to even fight themselves up, like looking for symptoms. And if you do that, you are getting more sick. Like as soon as they have heart palpitation, they go on there to look for it. If they cough a little bit, they're looking for it. Whatever. Most of them are not able to sleep well. They're having insomnia. They're having heart problems, they cannot breathe, shortness of breath. So that is most of the concerns my clients come to me for. And then I walk them through the breath work to bring them back to their place of serenity.
Oh, that's lovely. Do you mind sharing a little bit of, we're going to jump right into it, but do you mind sharing a little bit or describing the type of breath technique that you're doing that seems to be most helpful?
Okay, thank you. So this is something that is near and dear to my own heart because 2 years ago, I was in a very toxic environment that I didn't even know at the time what was happening to me. I don't know if you listeners have realized at hindsight, when you remember the symptoms of things that you can go like, oh, this was what it was. So that was me a while ago. I was in a situation where I started smelling things in a lab. I work in a lab. And I asked people, can you smell what is happening? They said, no, there's nothing smelling different. And then my chest began to tighten up. Like I could not breathe, like an elephant, like the COPD commercial that I've been seeing was basically like something was sitting in my chest. Oh, that's and scary. I couldn't catch my breath and my heart rate was going up. It was pumping and then weakness, like queasiness in my belly. I didn't have appetite to even eat my lunch or anything. Mm-hmm. Weakness in my knees. In fact, I ended up having dizziness, and then I was rushed to the hospital, to the ER. I went, the EKG said, oh, you're so fine, you're so good, there's nothing wrong, we cannot see anything, so we have to discharge you, go back. Came back to the same environment. So I became friends with triage because they know me now. I kept going and going. So I'm like, oh, if this is not working, then what is it that is happening with me if the machines, the technology that we're supposed to trust cannot figure out what my body, my instincts are telling me that it's not right, I'm not in alignment, what could it be then? So I started asking friends, like, are you feeling this A, B, C symptoms? And most of my friends are in high places, like government officials, judges, and they said, yes, oh, we feel it all the time. And I said, so what do you do about it? Because I need help right now. They started mentioning all the medications that they are on, and I have my master's in biotechnology. So I'm like, I know how we make drugs and new drug discoveries and all the side effects that come with one leading to the other. So I said, nah, thank you for sharing your techniques and your skills with me, but I do not want to be part of the statistics of popping pills just to act normal and go through the day. I don't want to just live or exist. I want to thrive throughout my day. So I started researching, and then voila, breathwork was my landing page. It was what helped me in the instant, like right there and then, before even picking up the phone to call 911. I forgot, or I didn't know the power that was in me presently as I was sitting or as I was having it, that I still had breath in me. And if I'm able to control the amplitude and the rhythm and how I use it, I can use it to calm myself down from the very crown of my head to the sole of my feet. So I was my first client, and seriously, I'm so excited. So when I'm sharing with someone, it's not something that I just read, but something that has helped me. It's helping my little girl. She has asthma. We do breathing techniques all the time, morning, afternoon, evening. She does it herself, teaches her classmates, so we can calm down and then have everything back into harmonization. So this technique that I'm going to share with you is very simple. It is one of many that I named framework breathing. Okay. So framework breathing, the word framework, I came up with it from our back. Okay. We have bones. We have 33 vertebrae on our backs. And sometimes we get caught up in complaining so much of what we don't have, why me, poor me, all that. So I want to bring us to the notion of us sitting right here, right behind you. There are 33 vertebrae doing the work that they have been assigned to do. And if you are sitting upright, if you are walking straight, you are blessed. I have friends. My goddaughter, God bless her soul, she passed on last year. She was born with the disease that you cannot stand, her bones wearing straight. So I know how it feels to not be able to stand up or have a backbone. And I've also worked in healthcare industry where I was a care advocate. So I help people, taking them in Hoya lifts and stuff. So people live their lives where they do not have this 33 vertebrae doing the work for them. So if you have it, I would like you to be grateful, have gratitude using those 33 vertebrae in your back. So the first seven is the cervical vertebrae. So today, most of us are working from home, right? So it means probably you are sitting down all day. You sit on the bed working, get up, go to the dining table, sit down, go to the couch, sit down, go to your office and sit down again. So you basically put in pressure on the 33 vertebrae. So this simple exercise is for you to just get up and expand and relax the vertebrae that you have. So we're going to start with the neck. Beautiful. And as you can see, I am smiling because smile is one thing that you can do to instantly reduce stress. Why do I say that? If you are able to genuinely lift up the corners of your lips, it will activate the salivary glands to release saliva into your mouth. When that happens, a signal is sent to the amygdala that we cool. Everything is all right.
No lions and tigers and bears, right?
Yes. Do not go on sending any signal to our adrenal gland saying, bring on the adrenaline or bring on the cortisol. We cool. So if you're listening to this right now, I want you to consciously lift up the corners of your mouth and smile to yourself, not for anyone, but for your own sake. Smile, and then the smile will affect your eyes. Your eyes will be serene. This is what genuine smile is about. Then I will focus on the seven cervical vertebrae that I mentioned. You've been probably working on your cell phone all day, looking down, or you're working on your computer or your laptop, you are having a strain on your neck. Tension builds on the shoulder muscles. So right now, you can put your head down, your chin to your chest. When you do that, I want you to inhale, okay? And then when you exhale, bring your chin forward. So if you do this three times, you are doing deep breathing whilst you are exercising the cervical vertebrae. So seven vertical vertebrae. You can do it forward and backwards, side to side, up and down, and then you can rotate it all over. So if you do three rounds, three reps for each side, you would have done about 15 breathing exercises. And I tell you, the effects and the benefits of just the seven upper vertebrae that you would exercise on your own, sitting right there where you are in your living room, on your couch, or in your bed, is relaxing you. It is building up everything that is out of alignment. It is bringing it back. Your blood pressure will be stabilized. It will come down. This is evidence. People who have high blood pressure have actually taken their test before they did this, and it came down. It will help with blood sugar. It will actually make you feel all right if you do it. The results is in doing it. Now let us move to the chest area. There are 12 thoracic vertebrae, okay? Mm-hmm. This is in your chest region. So all I want you to do is curve your back, round your back. Remember I said you've been sitting off. So I want you to round your back like you want to be like a baby in a fetal position, but focus on your back. And then with the same smile, as you curve into a ball, you want to inhale, right? And then when you stretch out and let your scapula, your shoulder blades touch each other in the back, you exhale. You can do this 12 times. Imagine that you're doing one for each vertebrae because there are 12 thoracic vertebrae. And then inhale in and squeeze forward. Let the shoulder muscles touch. You do that 12 times. You are still breathing properly. So now you have done 7 for the neck, 12 for the chest. Now let's move to the lower part. Guys, sitting has a lot of stress on the lumbar vertebrae, okay? There are 5 lumbar vertebrae, and you're sitting on it right now. I am sitting on it as I'm speaking with you.
Yep.
And it takes a lot of pressure. So it is good that if you are able to stand up to do this, the better. But if you are sitting also, you want to be able to move forward and move back whilst you are doing the breathing so that you are moving the lumbar, all right? It takes a lot of, so you can do that for 5 times. So you do one for each lumbar. Now, the beautiful part is the sacrum. Most of us do not pay attention to that part, but it is the center of your being, of your body. And it carries the pressure, the load from the top, and it holds the bottom too. So you want to also focus on that and breathe into it. Naturally, it has 8 breathing holes where all our nerve endings pass through. So breathe for them also and appreciate them for what they have been doing for us and carrying us. The absence of wellness is illness. You don't want to lose it and go like, oh, my sciatica. Yes, it's telling you that please give me some attention. I've been working all day.
Very true.
Yes. The last part of this framework breathing that I like to talk about is our sacrum. Our sacrum, okay? Mm-hmm. So, no, our coccyx. Sorry, forgive me. The sacrum is in the back of the head. Our coccyx. There are 4 coccyx, okay? They are fused. They are in the back. So if you have, do you have a pet, Allison?
I do. I have 2 dogs and a cat.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Do you see the way they walk and they wag their tail?
Uh-huh, yeah.
It is to align this framework that I'm talking about. But we as advanced species in the kingdom Animalia, we are sitting on our tailbone and we forget that we can use it to align ourselves. So if you see your cat just moving and wagging and swaying in majesty and gracefulness,
they're actually exercising and aligning their spine. The dog is doing the same thing. Every other animal in the animal kingdom does the same thing, except us being too high and being too fabulous. We don't want to do it. But today, I'm calling your mind back to the fact that your tailbone needs to be exercised, needs to be used whilst you're breathing into it. So if you are standing, this is best when you're standing. You will pretend that you are in an S form. So you stick your bum out, if it's an okay word to say in this podcast. So stick your behind out and shake it up. Like, shake it. Just imagine that you're doing what your pet is doing. It is good for, it's relaxing the muscles and the vertebrae. So exhale. So while you're doing all this, is a whole full body exercise that you'll be doing with breath work. So I'm going to start from the top and get to that part. So if you're standing, your chin down, right? Your chin down, your arms folded in front of you in fetal position, your sacrum tucked in so that you are like that in a fetal position. So you are paying attention to your coccyx at this time when you squeeze forward. And you inhale. When you inhale, guys, here is the magic. I want you to squeeze your perineum, the muscles that you use for elimination. This is where the magic is. Squeeze it. When you do that, you are pushing the fluid in your spine, the spinal fluid, and it rises up like a fluid in a pump, like a straw. So you squeeze it and it rises up and hits your brain, the sacrum. So let's do it. I don't know if you can see this, but I'm doing it. So I want you to put your chin down to your chest if you are able to. Do not stress yourself, okay? Be kind to yourself. Do it at your own pace. Bring your chin gently to your chest. Put your arms in front of you in a fist position and then round your back. Tuck your tailbone inside and then squeeze as you inhale, right? Squeeze your buttocks, your elimination muscles, and let the fluid rise up. Feel it rising. With each inhale, let it rise to the lower back, rise to the chest, and rise to the top. This is called wave breathing. You're breathing in waves, three waves, okay? When it hits that limbic brain, which connects which is in your brain, right? It will hit your pineal gland. Guys, your pineal gland is what is making you either stay awake or fall asleep. These are carbon crystals that I know all of you know about already. But you have the ability to activate it right there and then just through breath work, right? So use your own tools to your own advantage. You are powerful. You are able to heal yourself. Keep practicing this. And then for my clients who say they are not able to sleep, I tell them it is about willpower. Number one, you would have to shut off every electronic around you. Turn it off, because the pineal gland measures wavelength. The amount of light it gets shows that it's good time to activate melatonin, which helps us to fall asleep and stay asleep. Then it will produce more of that. But if you are in the room and you want to sleep and all your lights are on, the electronic is on, the TV is on, everything is on, it will be producing serotonin, and that will keep you awake and sharp. You cannot fall asleep with all those lights on.
Right. Okay? Yes.
So that is the breathing. You have to breathe and then take responsibility of your environment. So you cannot tell me it's not working. You have to do something. It's willpower, consistency, and commitment to the goal to see the end result. And then if you keep doing this with passion, chin down, back rounded, tucked in, and you keep breathing up, it will move from the pineal gland to the pituitary gland. Pituitary gland, guys. This is the gland that produces oxytocin, love hormone. Right now, we need to be in a position where we are loving ourselves, love on every organ in you, because they are all working overtime just to keep you sane in this time. So you have to send love to your own internal parts. And what a better way to do it but igniting it yourself, activating it your own self through your own breathing. How powerful is that? And guess what? The average person breathes about 16 breaths per minute. That is like 960 breaths per hour. By the end of the day, you breathe in 23,000 times. So wow. If this is medication, you have a lot at your disposal to use, God. Use it. Mm-hmm. Use it. So this oxytocin will fill up your whole cell and will go into your heart. And in your arteries, it will produce nitric oxide and fill you up with bubbly feelings of appreciation and gratitude. So that way you come back to counting your blessings again, which is 33 framework. Breathing that is behind you, then you can always recycle and recycle and recycle 23,000 times in a day. So I hope this blesses you and you are using it and not just listening, but applying it.
Yeah, I love that. You know, I do a lot of physical therapy trainings on the coccyx specifically, and there's so much research, and just like I see it in the clinic myself, when someone's coccyx is deviated or stuck, it can affect the whole spine.
Oh, yeah.
The hips and the pelvis. So getting movement there is so critical, especially like, you know, this time of year, not right now, but typically people are out snowboarding and skiing and lots of falls on this region. So that breathing technique is especially helpful if anyone prior to all that's going on has had any falls from that type of incidents. You know, what you were saying with the pineal gland and the pituitary gland reminds me of some of the work of Dr. Joe Costanza. Have you read his books, Superhuman?
No, I haven't, but I've watched his YouTube. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. It's great. It's a really great compliment. He talks, it's very similar to what you were saying. So it's another great reinforcement. And I'm going to put this video, you know, through the podcast, we're getting the audio, but I think some people could really benefit from seeing you visually, because you just have so much joy and energy just illuminating from you and with the movements. I'll put this video on YouTube as well. So if you're listening here to the podcast and you would like to see actually see patients move and as she talks you through this, this video will be on YouTube. So you can just head over there as well. Thank you so much for sharing all of this, patients. Like, I'm sure just so much information in there, everything from sleep to relieving stress and breathing better, which is everything. Really, as you experienced yourself. Any parting words of wisdom or guidance that you would like to share with everyone?
Yes, I will. And I do. I just want to remind all of us that we have power and we have to take our power back. The first power you have, as I mentioned, is ensuring that you rest well. Resting well allows our cells to divide and produce more cells. They are dividing already, but when they stress, they'll be producing stress cells. So we want to be calm so that the cells that are dividing will be dividing properly and replacing the worn out cells. Number two, we need to fuel our bodies well. Mind what you eat. I know everyone is just running to the fridge every second, but remember, you are the one who put the food in the fridge.
Yeah,
so
point.
If you have foods that are going to promote your health, then running to the fridge 100 times shouldn't bother you. If you are going to the fridge to find food that will nourish your skin, that will nourish your heart, your liver, your kidney, your spleen, your everything, then I would say keep going in there, because there is healing in the food that you are ingesting. It is the fuel that is keeping you going. You want your immune system to be better, to fight every germ or every pathogen that goes through your ENT. You need to provide the cells with something to work with. So eat well. Eat well. Do a lot of research and eat well. Up on your vitamins, please. Eat vitamin D, vitamin C, eat anything, please. There's a lot of information out there. So don't just, when you're going shopping, be intentional about what you want for yourself, and then choose wisely. The power, it has always been yours. So I just want to remind you, feel well, breathe properly, and sleep well. Those three things, they will help you to be alert so that you can be productive in whatever aspect of your life. Please. So I eat, I breathe, I rest. Those are my parting words.
And I eat, I breathe, I rest. Love it. Well, thank you so much, Patience, again, for sharing everything.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome.
Hey there. Hope you had some fun moving and breathing. If you're looking to learn a bit more from Patience or even watch this, you can head over to my YouTube channel. It's Allison McLean, or you can search it Ignite Wellness. And you can actually see Patience as she guides us through this wonderful breath work. Or you can head to the show notes and find all of her information there. And if you're looking to start now with Ignite Your Wellness, you can head over to igniteyourwellness.com with a UR, where you can download one of the many freebies to get started right away, or even join one of the free masterclasses, such as 4 Common Mistakes of Core Strengthening and Back Pain, next week, Tuesday, May 5th at noon Pacific Standard Time. I will be giving another free masterclass on how to reverse working and working out from home, avoiding the common mistakes there, learning alignment tips for how to sit at the desk if you are working from the kitchen table, alignment tips to look out for when working out, that sort of thing. So many ways to get started, especially during this time. There are some upcoming workshops, so make sure you stay tuned, and these are going to be online as well, so you can attend from anywhere in the world. And I have some on-demand programs that are online as well, such as a meditation program, a heal your low back program, and a big all-encompassing Ignite Your Wellness Catalyst. So if you're looking for information on this, you can just reach out to me or download one of the many freebies and just reply to the email. I look forward to seeing you in class soon, on the mat, virtually. Stay tuned. I'll see you next week. Same time, same place. Bye for now.